Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 2, verse 43, then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Don't shy away from the phrase fear. This always has a connotation in the New Testament in regards to believers or people as they encounter God or Jesus as being in a sense of awe. So there's an awe, a wonder that falls upon every person involved in the church. And out of that awe is wonder signs that are being done through the apostles. 44, now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as everyone had need. So they literally distribute out of one common pot what they had. We would call this a form of socialism, where every person brings together what they have, surrenders ownership or possession of what they have, so that everyone else can have equal amounts. When actually, let me rephrase that. There's no indication that they did it so that everyone could have equal amount. That was not the intent. They really did it so that everyone would have something. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to bring out in this passage. First of all, I want to use just the common, or not commons, the wrong word. I want to use contextually why I think they did this. I believe that this was a direct result of knowing the doctrine of the disciples being that there was a crooked generation that would not pass, the generation was not going to pass away until all of the things were fulfilled that Jesus said would be fulfilled in Matthew 24, and that Jesus had warned them that Jerusalem was going to be compassed about with armies. They were going to have to flee to the mountains of Judea. And there was such a stern warning about that last day event that was going to happen, Christ coming in judgment against the generation that put him on the cross, that I think a lot of the early church sold their possessions in Jerusalem. Notice this is still happening in Jerusalem. We're not talking yet about Judea and the surrounding area. We're in Jerusalem. And since Jerusalem was the focal point or the focus of this day of vengeance, I think those disciples in Jerusalem sell off their possessions thinking we're not going to need them anyway. I think there was the idea that this vengeance day was going to happen very, very soon. It did happen very soon. It happened at the end of that generation. So, by selling off what they had and bringing all things common, they actually put themselves into a financial hardship that will show up in the writings of the Apostle Paul, who's talking about certain places where there's poverty in the church. And we do not see Paul encouraging his churches to go back to this form of economics that they try in Acts 2. So I don't believe they're led of the Spirit to do this. I believe they're led out of a sense of panic towards what they believe is coming down the pike. And they will find a better way to fund the church, which will be through free will offering, as Paul will teach in Corinthians and he'll teach in Galatians 6. They'll learn to give seed to the sower rather than everyone just sell what they have and throw it in a pot. Because this causes a lot of poverty and a lot of hardship. It's a little tough for some to swallow that the early church made mistakes. The early church and the modern church will both make mistakes when they do things based upon the system of the world instead of listening to the Holy Spirit. We'll try to conclude in the next day or two, the second chapter, and head on into chapter 3. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.